Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Pizza Boy and Christy has an announcement. It's all coming up right after this.
This right in the live show.
Shut up.
Hi, Tom here. God knows I'm not perfect. I guess I can be difficult and sometimes perhaps a little demanding.
No.
Oh, sure, some might say tyrannical, but I don't get it. I try to be a nice guy, but lately it seems that everybody's pissed at me. My friends are pissed, my doctor's pissed, my mother's pissed, my lawyer's pissed, my waiter's pissed, and chick is pissed. Everybody's pissed at me, my banker's pissed, the band is pissed, my plumber's pissed, the fisher pissed, my barber's pissed, my brother's pissed.
It is very plain to see,
everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree,
everybody's pissed at me.
Tom, you are an evil bastard. We're all pissed at you today.
I am sick of all your bitching. Here's a check. Go away.
Yeah.
Your boss is pissed, your kids are pissed, your neighbor's pissed, your sister's pissed. We'll bet even God is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me. When I wrote my pissed off list, I'm sure there's someone that I missed, and that will probably make them pissed.
It is very plain to see,
everybody's pissed at me.
I think we can all agree,
everybody's pissed at me.
Very justifiably,
everybody's pissed at me.
Your friends are pissed, your partner's pissed, your mother's pissed, your lawyer's pissed, your waiter's pissed, your dog is pissed.
Everybody's pissed at me. Aging Michael Hunt. Aging Michael Hunt.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat?
Yes.
Is it time to get out the guitar?
Sure.
Okay, no. Is this the new pizza song?
It is indeed, if you want it
okay.
to be.
Okay.
Well, life's kind of fun at the pizza place. Three times a day, I deliver to Ace in about 30 minutes, stuffing his face. Thank God I'm a pizza boy.
That is so silly.
Am I right? Ace likes pizza with extra cheese. He's got a pepperoni down to his knees.
Oh.
But he might lose a leg to diabetes.
Oh, my
God. Thank God I'm a pizza boy. Well, I got me some gas, I got me a car, I'll get to your house if it ain't too far. Ace drops a quarter in my tip jar. Thank God I'm a pizza boy. Yeah!
A quarter. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Some of those jokes passed by rather quickly. I believe it was a pepperoni down to his knees,
yeah,
and diabetes.
That's a quick song.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear that again in a few minutes.
Well, that sounds like something you tip. It's a quarter. You're really tight with tipping.
Quality.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much, Ben.
Shohei Ohtani. Now, sho is like say in Japan. Did you guys know that?
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
Go ahead, do it again.
Shohei Ohtani.
Hey
Ohtani.
Sorry. Hey Ohtani.
You said Shohei, didn't you?
I said something else.
Shohei Ohtani.
Hey Ohtani.
Sparked a ninth inning rally with a leadoff double and another player on that team hit a walk-off two-run double. It's Munetaka Murakami. I think that's right. He had a double to lift Japan over Mexico 6-5. Walk-off, Tom, bottom of the ninth. See ya.
So that's it for them.
That's it for Mexico, and now Japan plays the United States tonight in the championship of the World Baseball.
Just one game.
Yeah, tonight.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it, Daddy. What do you think?
Pretty exciting.
You going to be there?
I'll be busy.
I've been watching live, but I saw the Grand Slam. A guy in the USA hit against Venezuela. It was awesome, man. It was electric. It looked great in there.
Huh.
I know how we can win tonight if we really need to secure the win.
God. Oh, God.
Just every American fan in the stadium should just go.
Oh, John.
And then it's all the defensemen look up.
I blame you.
That's an insensitive thing to say.
Josh, I'd like to thank you. Now everyone's forgotten everything I said.
And Josh, you say mean things like that. It makes me laugh that I look mean too.
I'm just saying, if you want to win.
Could we go move on?
They'll look up, you know.
Josh Arnold is angered.
The show. Oh, I'm sorry. Did those folks not attack our country?
Yeah. They were kind of chilling. They were friends with Hitler, too.
Boy, people forget that part. You hate America, don't you? Just
what?
Do.
Oh, my gosh.
He hates America.
How'd you get that?
Could we get onto a topic anyone cares about?
Mike Trout has a bat called Big Boy.
It's Little Boy, but okay. A person.
Now, wait a minute, no.
Fat man and Little Boy.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. The Enola Gay is the plane, right?
Yeah.
He could have done that as well.
Which one they dropped first?
Yeah. Little Boy they dropped first, I thought. I'm not sure. A person with knowledge of the situation. This is good news. Can you shut up? No one was talking. A person with knowledge of the situation says Magic Johnson has joined Josh Harris's bid to buy the NFL's Washington Commanders. Johnson, of course, already involved in sports ownership. Major League Baseball's the Dodgers. Major League Soccer's Los Angeles Football Club and the WNBA Sparks.
Has anybody lived up to their nickname more than Magic Johnson?
I mean, people have tried, but I don't think anybody has.
It sounds like a porno name. Like, you know, Abracadabra.
He wouldn't be allowed to do porn.
Abracadabra.
He's still on his roll, Tom.
Yeah. Did you have the sound effects so we can just keep playing it?
John Morant's 8-game NBA suspension is over. 2-time All-Star rejoined the Grizzlies. Are there Grizzly Bears in Memphis? Do we have a
littered with them.
I've got confirmation on that? Do we?
That's why you got to be very careful going to Graceland.
Get inside! That'd be a good movie. Elvis in a bear suit out by the pool.
Hey, we've had Cocaine Bear. Why not Elvis Bear?
There you go.
Quaaludes Bear.
I'm having turmoil at the house. Cocaine Bear is available for $20.
Oh, rent. Get in there, buddy. Get involved.
I got to get in there. Pat rents everything. So for $20
over there.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I will. It's unclear exactly when Ja will be playing. Grizzlies announced Morant would not play last night against the Mavericks. He is working out to get ready. Paris Olympics, Tom, here you go. Pay attention, all right? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
2000, you sound ready and interested.
No, I'm all set for the breakdancing finals.
Paris Olympics going underground to find a way to keep athletes cool at the 2024 games without air conditioners.
Into the catacombs?
Organizers are planning to install a water cooling system under the athlete's village like the one that has helped the Louvre cope with the sweltering heat that broke records last year. The plan is in line with Paris mayor's resolve to drastically reduce the French capital's greenhouse gas emissions and make the City of Lights carbon neutral by 2050. Two-time Olympic champion and marathon world record holder.
Very good.
Endorsed the Paris sustainability plan. He says we all need to reduce our carbon.
They set these goals in a place where or a time when they're going to be dead. So
there's a show coming on, I forget the name of it now, on Apple TV, where that's the plot that by the end, by 2000, the guy who's selling the stuff that makes greenhouse gases goes up, he goes, we're not going to be here. I tell you where we will be, in gold line coffins. Making a lot of
like a lot of money.
Yeah. Cash.
Yeah. And that the guy from The Americans is in the show that if I ever remember the name of it.
Matthew Reese?
Matthew
I love
Reese.
That guy. Yeah. He's very good.
He's very, very good.
Or as you would say, Matthew Reese's.
Reese's Pieces. Oh, what's this about up here?
You guys used to be fun.
We're trying. And then you got to keep serving. We can't keep hitting back nothing.
And then
this is a bad show.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Well, it's not a bad show anymore.
What?
Tom!
We're not getting married.
Tom and Christy are getting married.
No.
Yay!
Finally! That's
Christy, I'm going to call you Mom.
Oh, my God.
Mama. Mama Christy.
So hard keeping that secret.
Actually, Christy's getting married.
Yeah. But not to me.
Not to Tom. No.
Congratulations, Christy.
Thank you.
Yes. Do we have a date set?
Actually, you're supposed to say best wishes to her. Congratulations to the groom.
I never get that right.
Let's see the ring.
Do they have congratulations cards that say cautiously optimistic?
Four times the charm.
Now, by the way, she's going to go with Roman numerals. Just thank you, Ace.
Okay, keep talking over there. Just because you don't get married, have kids out of wedlock, doesn't mean you're off the cuff here, okay?
Absolutely true. Notice the other guy who's been married a lot hasn't said a word.
Wonderful news.
He's not a quitter.
He's a fine man.
Thank you.
He's very lucky.
Yes.
Thank
you. But so you have a secret date?
Yep. Then you're not invited.
Yeah, that a girl.
This has been a wonderful announcement.
I mean, let's be honest. Would you want us at your wedding?
No. Chick and I would pull chairs right up to the buffet.
I could sing
it. Be swatting people away. Pat, you could sing your famous wedding song.
Lighthouse, yeah.
Oh, could you, Pat?
Sure.
Hey, Christy, really? Because you're known for showing up at weddings.
Yeah. Oh.
Chris, you won't know that they're coming until you see Eddie and Noah setting up a day before they show up.
Right.
Putting all the audio equipment everywhere.
Oh, my God. Tom, you've got to make this like a video.
There might be a party, but
could you
not
grab the phone?
They can hear you on the phone. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, what's up?
Oh, man, I'm celebrating. I just want to call in with a formal congratulations to my baby mama, Christy Lee, on her big news.
Oh, thank you.
It's even bigger news for me. I put a baby in you, and now I'll get all scotch-free. I feel like I hit a scratcher.
That's not exactly how child support works.
I've been paying for everything, including the tags on my truck. Christy, I've got a list of stuff. You know, I've been in the rears the last few years.
Uh-huh.
You know, if we had started off in the rears, I'd never been in the position to begin with. And I'll say it like this, Christy. They say third time's a charm, and of course, fourth time you punt. But I got faith in this one. I swear to God.
Well, thank you.
And I know you and I can be adults about this. You know, you don't have to be all the hot and bother tension we've had the past. Now we can be purely, which were bubonic. Congratulations. I swear to God. And make sure that dick pays up.
You're going to have a bubonic relationship.
Yes.
That's lovely.
And don't listen to any of these jokes, Christy. We go through what we go through to get to where we are now.
That's right.
And so you're better for it.
That's wouldn't nice that be nice if that was true?
That was, did you get that off a T-shirt?
No.
Is it stitched in a pillow?
A coffee mug.
It's like this room is allergic to sincerity.
Right?
You can't say anything with heart in here.
Well, I do mean it.
Well, I didn't say a word yesterday and no one noticed, which I thought was pretty funny. But you guys are guys.
Oh, you set a trap for us. Huh?
Yeah, I don't look at your.
Yeah,
I don't look
good start.
I don't look at your hands as much as I look at your feet during the break. So it's really no big deal. And don't tell Andy about that foot thing.
Oh.
We're going to be auditioning bands all morning to see who's going to play.
I am eloping. There will be no band.
Can we get the one-man band that we got for Josh last year?
He's cool.
Oh, my God.
He would do too good a job. Remember, he came in, we were like, oh, man, he's kind of good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
I wanted to make fun of him. Yeah, you're right. He was very good.
It was frustrating. He knew what he was doing.
Yes.
I wanted a fool to come in here.
I bet Dick Mango and his band would play at Christie's reception.
Oh, boy.
That will be amazing.
Dick could do your favorite songs, maybe a medley.
Yeah. In this nice sequin jacket.
This next tune's called The Biggest Part of Me.
There you go. Hey, listen up, Grandma.
We're going to do a tribute to Peter Frampton. It's I'm In You, followed by The Biggest Part of Me.
No wonder she doesn't.
Followed by Come On, Eileen. Oh.
We've taken the liberty of changing the lyrics just slightly. Oh, no. Fellas, what would Eileen say, Christy?
I really need this one to work, so stop.
Okay.
And there's already a date, huh? Already a date.
Maybe, maybe not.
Ooh, good. Don't worry about it. Keep us away from everything.
Yes.
This will be the fourth wedding of yours we haven't been invited to.
I know.
Why break precedent?
I beg your pardon.
Well, he got it last minute.
I got the morning of the wedding.
This is number two or three?
Three. The groom called me and said, hey, it really would mean a lot.
Aw.
If you and I forget her name, would come to the wedding this afternoon. It'd mean a lot for you to be there, chick. Christy would really like that. And I said, do you mean something opened up at the last minute? He goes, yeah, as a matter of fact.
You got the, we need our group photos to look even invite.
So in other words, you were on standby.
You're a filler.
I didn't know until he called. Yeah.
You were JV wedding invite.
No, he didn't go.
God, no. Of course not.
It was real small. We only had 25 people we could invite on each side.
That makes sense. You're small.
Why would she invite any of us?
Because, look what you would do.
I already asked you what the date was, and before you even said it, I said, I can't be there.
Yeah,
I'm very busy.
I knew better.
So we're supposed to say best wishes, is that correct?
Best wishes to the bride, congratulations to the groom.
Thank you very much.
It's kind of like big game fishing, the same thing. Congratulate the guy who caught the fish.
Uh-huh.
And best wishes to the fish. So.
Did you just call me a fish?
No.
It was just that Christy Lee is engaged to be married.
Really?
I don't want to ask too personal questions here, but are you going to switch your name?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to... Oh, okay, very good.
Ooh.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be like a law firm.
Yeah, you don't want all of them together, that's
Christy
for
Lee,
sure.
Pierce, Fenner, Smith.
Yes, I know.
That's sweet. Does that mean you're going to need new towels?
I don't have monogram towels.
Yet.
The fun thing is, if I had kept everything from when I had my maiden name, I would be back to the same initials.
Oh. It's bound to happen eventually. Odds are.
More things change, the more they say.
Yeah, that's
same.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you going to be registered at?
I'm not, I don't want gifts. No.
Yes.
I'm just.
Oh, you're going to get
a bunch
gifts.
Of silverware.
No gifts, and we don't
anything.
Have to go. This is
yes.
Best wedding ever.
That's right. No gifts, and you don't have to go.
Whenever somebody gets married, I have an opportunity to buy a rice cooker. I love buying a rice cooker. Let me get you a rice cooker.
I don't have a rice cooker.
Ever said, oh, I got invited to a wedding. This is great.
Dude,
No one's ever said that.
I still love them. I'm like 30. I love going to weddings.
I dread them, and I get like sick when I get an invitation to them, and I go and love them.
Yeah, they're great.
But it's the buildup. I can't stand it.
Don't worry. I don't want any. I don't even want
to. But I'm with you, Willie. They are.
It's all good.
I cry and then dance my ass off.
What I do, I go in there and I cry because the preacher, whatever, love and everything. I get very emotional. And then I have like the most fun double beer dancing with the grandma on the dance floor. The great.
Always end up having a great time.
I'll be sure and tell you all about it the day after.
How do your daughters feel?
They're very excited.
Yeah?
Yeah. They really like
it. Is it awkward that one of them made out with this guy before you guys met?
Yeah, that had to be weird. Remember that?
There it is. No, she's sorry. She's mentioned it.
Everybody's got crossover.
Yeah,
Eskimo sisters.
Hell, okay, thanks.
That mother-daughter thing's pretty popular, right?
I bet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stepmoms especially.
What
I don't know why.
What is wrong with you people?
You're right. Isn't stepmoms, didn't we learn, Tom, that it was like number one for a while or something?
That was some Pornhub survey or something.
That's boy, oh boy.
Yikes. Okay.
Well, he does have a son.
Don't feed the beast. Sit back there, take it, and then shut up. Otherwise, you're going to give these guys terrible ideas.
Coming up in sports.
There we go.
We've got Andy Kaufman. That's right. It's a sports story.
Wrestling?
Well, there's that story.
That was the sport he took part in.
Los Angeles Marathon. We'll talk about that.
Running?
Gosh. No, it's a gas station.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.